This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our whole planet is being sabotaged. Mike Adams is here with a special guest. He leaves in 5 minutes. Mike's got another special guest coming up. He'll be hosting right here in the chair. And then in an hour from now, Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m., The War Room. Mike. Let's get more data from your incredible guest.
All right, Eric, again, thank you for joining us. And Eric's website is planetwaves.fm for his broadcast and planetwaves.org for his Substack page. And he's been studying this for almost 40 years. Eric Coppolino is his name. Eric, again, thank you for taking the time with us today. What else do we need to know in the next 5 minutes about the long-term effects of the food supply, the soils, the farmland in this area?
I'm deeply concerned about the fact that there are 75,000 farms in Ohio. 90% of them are family farms, and there has to be a comparable number in Pennsylvania. You have a population center just about 60 miles away. That would be Pittsburgh. And then I've heard of health problems as far away as Kentucky and New Hampshire. And so this is an enormous amount of a chemical that's measured in quadrillionths of a gram, as you accurately said. And people need to not kid themselves about how serious this is. And they need to get as far away from that thing that that you're looking at right now as they can. And I know this is nearly impossible. I'm speaking with residents of East Palestine by Facebook and other ways. And these are ordinary working class people who, you know, they might have like two kids and two dogs. And there's very few people they know who can accommodate them, and so they're living in the middle of all of this.
They're refugees. They don't really,
yes,
they need to be refugees. I mean, I'm very sorry to say this, and I know how horrible it is when it happens in a community. And I can tell you even how traumatized students in a college dormitory were. My main project on this was covering dioxin contamination in four dormitories. On a college campus in New Paltz, New York, and they were completely freaked out. They might have to move their dorm room. Imagine having to lose your home,
Eric,
which you can't sell anymore.
The economic destruction of this, I mean, what is the value of a farm that is downwind from this catastrophe? What's the value of that farm right now? You know, how is it not zero? What's the value?
It's not going to be sellable. It's unsellable. The homes are unsellable.
The businesses, the town. I mean, these people, these victims need to be compensated, and this is a multi-billion dollar economic destruction. And by the way, the agricultural output of the state of Ohio is something like $3.8 billion a year.
Sure, well, no wonder Buttigieg won't get near this.
Of course. They can't admit it. This is the biggest cover-up in the history, at least ecological cover-up in the history of our country. And the number of parties that are complicit in this include the media. You realize that today here, folks, with Eric Coppolino, myself, and Alex Jones, we are the pro-environment wing of America. We are pro-environment. We're trying to tell the truth. The media is covering it up. I mean, here we are sounding the alarm and trying to save lives and trying to save future generations and trying to save farms.
But because it's the Midwest, the left's making jokes about it.
It's not funny, and this food is going to be distributed all over the place. You're having dinner in New York City right now. You're eating food grown in Pennsylvania, Kentucky, and Ohio, and New York State. So you can't poison part of the planet. Now, I want to just say, if anyone in East Palestine is listening, got to get people out of there, and those who stay behind must demand dioxin and furan testing. There's a big meeting with Aaron Brockovich on Friday night. The issue of dioxin testing must come up. I contacted Aaron last night. There have to be split samples. The samples cannot go to one lab. Now, when and there's no way that anyone can do dioxin testing and come back with a no detect level. That's why they're not going to test. But to get accurate levels, there have to be multiple labs working on this testing process and not paid for by the railroad.
There's the key, and also not the EPA, because the EPA has been lying to us from the very beginning, and also the Secretary of Transportation, Buttigieg. I mean, totally incompetent.
Well, I want to invite you both back on the show Tuesday, Mike, so you can cover this. Hopefully you get this guest back on for a full hour. Okay. Thank you, sir. I'm already aware of your work.
Alex, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Yeah, and we'll see if we can get you back on next Tuesday. I'll be hosting hours 2 and 3, it looks like. So thank you all for joining us today. Thank you, Eric.
All right, Mike, you got another big guest coming up. Got 10 seconds. Tell us about that.
Michael Young in studio, 1 minute away.
All right. Mike Adams takes over. Owen Schroeder in 55 minutes.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects of your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all this great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on a cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in motion. It just tanked it.
We need to go into the Capitol.
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. Silence those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
As soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
Welcome back, folks. Hour four of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams in studio with Michael Young here, our special guest. First time in studio with you here, Michael. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on. Fresh back from the Darien Gap.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot to talk about with you. You are doing extraordinary work. Also got my dog, Rhodey, here in studio. He's fallen in love with whatever you're wearing over there. He keeps wanting to cuddle with you. For some reason.
He's a killer dog, but he purrs like a cat.
I know. Isn't it funny? He is. He's a highly trained military dog, but he just wants to, like, hug you, I think. But anyway, if he does that, don't freak out. It's all cool.
I like him.
Here he comes right now, actually. Okay. So what we're going to get into here, continuing from our last hour with Eric Coppolino, we talked about the dioxin toxic cloud fallout that's happening over the northeast of the United States. This is an incredibly deadly, dangerous event that's going to affect the food supply for literally decades, if not centuries, to come. And Michael Young is an expert on the food supply and understanding the logistics and scarcity, shortages, and famine, how famine and war and pandemics go together. So can you just give us a little brief, for those who aren't familiar with your work, who you are, your areas of expertise and focus, and then we'll get into the details.
All right. Well, as you can see, I'm a dog lover.
Yeah.
Dogs love me.
Yes.
Especially this killer. And my name is Michael Young. I'm most known for my combat war work and, years in various wars like Iraq, Afghanistan. Got kicked out of Hong Kong in 2020, right when the pandemic was starting. So anyway, just years of various conflicts. And when you look at war, the highest form of war is information war, info wars, right? And that's the PhD level, all the kinetics, all the firefights and all that I did for years. That's, a much lower level. The higher level is info wars. And then involved with part of the body of war is also pandemic and famine, right?
Yes.
Which I call panfa war, right? Pandemic, famine, war. It's interesting. A couple of years ago, I was doing an interview, and one of my kind readers, she said, "You talk about panfa war, pandemic, famine, war, as if you made it up." And I said, "I did." She goes, "No, it's in the Bible. The four horsemen." I said, "Oh, actually, you're right. That's probably where I got it from, because they've known about it since 2000. It's in the Bible. I mean, pandemic, famine, and war, they run together, and they run with something else. HOP, human osmotic pressure. The human osmotic pressure, the push and the pull of migration.
See, this is what's key to understand. So all these attacks on the food infrastructure, some of which we spoke about today, but also the food sabotage and the takedown of the transportation infrastructure that moves food, this will cause refugees. This will cause what you call human osmotic pressure, which is the mass movement of refugees and migrants in and out of certain areas. In fact, it's causing it right now, right?
Absolutely. That's why I just came from the Darien Gap. This HOP, this human osmotic pressure, which the WEF, as they call it in the Netherlands, the World Economic Forum, which is consanguinated with CCP, there's no real separation of CCP and the WEF, right? They are one. And the WEF has been very clear that they're trying to drive human osmotic pressure to drive migration. That's why I spend so much time in the Darien Gap, and I have taken two congressmen down there before. Actually, I just took two journalists down. I've taken quite a few interesting people down. The Darien Gap is a gap between, they call it the Darien Gap because it's a place between Colombia and Panama where there's no roads. Highway 1, which goes all the way from Alaska to Tierra del Fuego, there's a big gap at Panama that goes for about 63 miles of no roads. So we have migrants that come in for, if you want to call them that at this point, they come in from Africa, they come in from all over Asia, and they come from South America, and they come through that hourglass, the Darien Gap, through Colombia, and then they go through into Panama. And then from Panama, they work their way north. And so I've been down there, for instance, a couple of weeks ago, I took two Chinese down. I took a Cantonese speaker and a Mandarin speaker. Because there's many mainland Chinese coming through the Darien Gap. And a lot of these people look military. Go ahead, sir.
Well, and then from there, many of them make their way across our southern border and end up in the United States, correct?
That's right. Oh, that's exactly what their intention is. They come right from the mainland Chinese that I speak with down there, all of whom, by the way, none of the Chinese that we've spoken with have spoken Cantonese. They all speak Mandarin.
Well, that's interesting. So they're not from the Hong Kong area.
None from Hong Kong
at all. So, but then a lot of these migrants, so-called migrants or illegals, however, whatever term people want to use, are also carrying weapons, right? So some, I know that there are some from certain radicalized sections of the Middle East that use that route, and they come in with explosive vests, for example. I know there are others from China that are carrying, for example, full auto weapon drop-in triggers for AKs and AR platforms, you know, to convert to full auto. One of my other contacts talked about surface-to-air missiles that had gone missing and were believed to have crossed the southern border. This is a very real vector for stockpiling weapons of terrorism that can be used against America's infrastructure, correct?
Well, they won't be carrying weapons through the Darien Gap.
Not the Gap, but I mean right. from Mexico across the border.
Now, that's a different story. And, for instance, actually, Todd Bensman, whom I think you know, he's having a conference today in Washington, D.C., which I could not attend. But Todd Bensman writes about this prolifically. And anyway, that's a separate topic. But clearly, this is a weaponization of migration. These are not all economic migrants. The Chinese that we speak with down there say they're paying about $20,000 each just to get to the Darien Gap. And then they pay a lot more to get from Panama up into Texas and other places that they're coming across. Some are saying about $30,000 by the time they get to Texas.
Wow.
A lot of these guys, most of them are military age males, by the way. I have a lot of videos. Many are fresh that I just made.
You sent me quite a few of those. Before people accuse you of being a member of the Bloods or the Crips, what is this red bandana on the desk here?
Right. All the Dutch people will know exactly what this is. This is a red bandana. But they'll know that this is a symbol of the WEF, the World Economic Forum, stealing the farms from the Dutch farmers. I was over there last year for several months with Dutch farmers. I did a Jordan Peterson contacted me about doing a podcast over there, which we did, and it went viral. And so I'm about to head back. Jordan wants me to go back to the Netherlands. We're going to do another podcast with the farmers. And the World Economic Forum is stealing thousands of farms from Dutch farmers. They're taking over the food supply system there in the Netherlands. They're trying to form, they are farming what's called tri-state city.
So in the Netherlands, the government has shut down thousands of farms, essentially by force, by coercion. Whereas in America, what we just talked about last hour is a dioxin chemical bomb that's been unleashed onto tens of thousands of farms in the Northeast. I mean, these are just different weapons of war against farms that provide food. I mean, you see that similarity of what's happening? The total destruction of the food, the farming infrastructure?
This is a comprehensive war. I mean, the information war is the highest form, as you know, right? But under that come so many other forms. For instance, as you've talked about many times, the Haber-Bosch process, you've talked about BAS. You're one of the very few people that talk about that. I went to BASF twice last year, by the way. And as you know, when Nord Stream was cut, Nord Stream 1, Nord Stream 2, right?
Right.
When that was cut, that was a big deal for Europe.
Yes.
And as you and I spoke about last year, and I'd said many times, and I think you had said too, when BASF closes, that's Europe having a heart attack.
Europe is suffering massive coordinated deindustrialization. We're looking at the potential collapse of Western Europe, at least as we know it. I mean, that is a civilization that is committing suicide and also being attacked with the loss of energy. Now, stay with us here, Michael. We're in studio with Michael Yon. I'm Mike Adams here, fourth hour on the Alex Jones Show here on Infowars.com. We'll be right back after this break with Michael Yon in studio.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate eliminate fireplace smoke problems and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Adams here, joined by Michael Young in studio. He's an expert on human osmotic pressure and also the global food supply and logistics, famine, and pandemics and war. I mean, truly an expert. How many books have you read on this subject? Because you're keeping a tally, right? How many books are you up to now?
Yeah, at one point I counted how many books I had read on pandemic, which was before the pandemic started, 40. And then I added another, I'm on the 21st now, since then, so that's 61.
So, but you see the same patterns then throughout history just over and over again.
Yeah, it's like the same story in a sense over and over. But the reason I've studied so much on pandemic is because pandemic and famine and war, they just go together.
Right.
And so anytime you get a big war or a big famine or a big pandemic, you will get the other two. There's no exception to that.
See, that's key. So when they attack the food supply, they know they're going to, by creating famine, they're going to create war, and they're going to create pandemics one way or another. Or if they start a pandemic, they're going to create famine and war.
Just start one.
Just start one.
Right. And so that all three of these will create that human osmotic pressure, that push and the pull of the migration.
Right.
And this can be used in the weaponization of migration, the demographic destruction, which is what's happening across Europe. I've lived in Europe for 6 years. I was just again there last year for about 4 months, and I'm going back here in a few days. And you can see that the demographic destruction is, you know, I've spent more than half of my life outside of the United States, not more than half of my adult life, but more than half of my life, right, in about 90 countries, right? And so I've learned a lot of things in those travels and living overseas. And one is that some fish just don't mix well in the same aquarium, right? And when you mix certain fish, you know, you see the fish chart when you get in an aquarium, you know, some fish just don't mix with others.
Yeah.
You know, one green fish all the way across would be Filipinos. They can get across, they can get along with almost anybody, right? Filipinos can. Mm-hmm. And then there's some red fish like Chechens, right? So when I was over in Lithuania, about a year ago with the Lithuanians, I was with them in Afghanistan, so I have good contacts with the Lithuanian, military and whatnot. And so Belarus has been pushing migrants into Lithuania, and they tried it in Poland. Poland pushed them back, right? And so I asked the Lithuanians, do you have any Chechens? And they said, yeah, we do. And we keep them separate from everybody else. I said, they said they have a Chechen critical mass. More than six Chechens and they go critical, right? And they become a gang, right? And this is the thing. I live overseas. I spend most of my time overseas still. And I can see what's about to happen across Europe and here. There will be war, demographic war.
So much of Western Europe has become really overrun with, like, let's say, London. You know, the majority of people are not ethnic British people there anymore, right? It's immigrants. It's migrants from all kinds of different regions. And look who's the mayor of London, by the way. But this is also true in Poland, in France, to some extent in Italy and Greece, although not as much. But this mass migration that's been moving into Western Europe, aren't they going to collide now with this collapse, the deindustrialization collapse of Europe that is now in play? I mean, what happens?
It's hard to imagine not. Recently, I was in London, actually with Andy Ngo and Misako Ganaha, and we went into that giant mosque in London together. I was there with Andy and Misako. Misako had to go to the women's section, of course. One of the things that a lot of Americans and others don't seem to realize is that, you know, you can pull Russians in and they become part of us instantly. And Filipinos do that. Mm-hmm. They become part of us very quickly, right? And there's others who come across as tribes. I mean, you're not getting individuals. You're getting tribes, right? And that's something that a lot of people don't seem to understand. You're getting these, I call them anthroinsula, human islands, right? And these things are all over the world, human islands. And some will, like, for instance, when you have Turks and Kurds in Germany or the United States, they will fight each other on our streets, right?
So what does this mean for America? We have so much mass migration happening now across the southern border, many different groups, but also many malicious individuals are perhaps working for the CCP or working for the drug cartels or working for radical Islamic terrorist groups, for example. What does this mean for the safety and security of America as these groups, I mean, you mentioned so many military-age males, what you observed going across the Darien Gap. Are these people coming to the United States to receive an activation order someday to just start fighting, start destroying, start sabotaging infrastructure? I mean, where does this go in America?
Well, you can imagine my imagination is vibrant on that. With the Chinese who are coming through, some are coming through as family units. But then again, some spy units do come through as family units. I think many are just economic migrants, right? But these are not farmers with knurled fingers and that sort of thing. These are clearly educated people. A lot of the people, as you know, I spend a lot of time with military people constantly, whether from my time in special forces up till my years in wars and even today, right? Even this morning, I was with military people. And so I can spot military people. A lot of these people coming through the Darien Gap, they look very military to me. The men, and they're mostly military age males that are coming across, very fit, very switched on, watching everything. They're not your normal guy that's looking at his shoes when he's walking.
So what does that mean then? I mean, are they being recruited and then pushed north to occupy?
I think it's a safe bet. Obviously, this is a guess. That some of the Chinese coming through are probably military or intelligence operatives, right? Of course, they can just fly in as well as tourists or whatever. But you can come in these other ways as well, right? And clearly a lot of them, why are they even here? They've got the money. Somebody's funding them to come up. My imagination's going wild, as you can imagine. And we're not talking just, as you know, CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, PRC, People's Republic of China, is now an enemy country, right? We can see that. And why are all these Chinese just flooding into the United States, buying up property next to military bases, next to the border? It's amazing.
Well, and it brings up the question, since now we're almost in a World War III scenario with Putin, him just giving his speech about, I don't know, 12 hours ago or whatever it was, and it looks like that's going to escalate very quickly, potentially to even a nuclear exchange. China stands at the ready to jump in and support Russia and potentially to use that conflict as an opportunity to declare an economic embargo against Taiwan. And you can imagine that if that happens, China would also then give orders to all of its infiltration agents in the United States that it's go, go, go. This is the go moment now, right? I mean, it kind of just makes tactical sense that they would do that if we're in a war.
And you've seen what just happened in East Palestine.
Yes.
I mean, this can happen all over the United States. And you can have hundreds or even thousands of attacks like that. This is child's play in the United States.
You mean they could take out bridges, they could take out refineries, they could use mortars on power substations or what have you? What are you saying?
You know, when I was in Special Forces and I went to a school for sabotage, one of the first
lessons... Really? There's a school for sabotage?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, makes sense. Special Forces.
Well, I was in 10th Special Forces Group, and our mission was to parachute into Poland. I can say this now. I was classified at the time.
Okay.
But our mission was to parachute into Poland and do a lot of things, right? And a lot of that included sabotage. So I did a lot of sabotage training. But one of the number one rules of sabotage is you never blow up anything that you can burn down. It's easy to burn things down, and the destruction is relatively complete, right? So you can see it's child's play to set things on fire.
And that's happening all across this country right now with the food infrastructure. So look, we're going to go to a quick break. We're going to be back with Michael Yan in studio. Fascinating discussion, but also a red alert moment for America. Stay tuned. I'm Mike Adams here on the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour. We'll be right back after this break.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
All right, welcome back. Mike Adams here, joined by Michael Yon in studio. And Alex was just in here during the break. And it looks like Michael Yon's going to be able to come back tomorrow, is that right? And join Alex in studio?
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to it. It's a great honor.
Fantastic. No, that'll be amazing because you have such a knowledge base. It's just absolutely crucial to share that with the world. We got a lot more to talk about here, but let me mention, to support this network, folks, you know, InfoWars Store is an incredible selection of nutrient solutions. They've got 40% off right now a prebiotic fiber that's back in stock that has been out of stock for a very long time. So that's available, and right now I think it's a very important time to cover nutrition, you know, for all the things that we've been talking about. And also, a product that they have that I really enjoy that one of my family members is taking is the CBD product. I think it's called, CBD Full Spectrum. And they have different formats. They have the liquid and they have the capsules. That's available at InfoWarsStore.com. And I believe right now that's 25% off. And it is InfoWars MD is the brand. This stuff, we've tested some of this in our lab, because we do cannabinoid testing, by the way, in our mass spec lab, and the profile is excellent, and the value is outstanding. If you were to go out and buy this at a spa or some other retail place, you could easily pay twice as much, easily, maybe more. So support InfoWarsStore.com, get these CBD products at an incredible value with the full potency of the cannabinoids that you would expect, the full spectrum, and you'll be supporting this broadcast at the same time. And thank you for your support. Now, getting back to Michael Yan, again, it's exciting. You're going to be back here in studio with Alex tomorrow. And I'm going to be hosting next Tuesday, it looks like. By the way, I'll have our previous guest, Eric Coppolino, back on at that time. What do you make of this whole, you know, the dioxin chemical bomb that is falling on all the farms in Ohio and Pennsylvania and New York and so on? The food supply out of there is soy, it's wheat, it's dairy. Those are the top three exports out of Ohio, by the way, billions of dollars a year. And then it's also pork. That's the fourth one. What happens to a food supply like that when half the country realizes that, oh, gosh, this may be contaminated?
Well, you know, Sam Faddis, a retired CIA officer, he's one of the first people I ask about this. I called him up and I said, Sam, you obviously see what's happening here. Is there any significance to this area, East Palestine? Why? I mean, it doesn't look like just a random accident. Would there be a reason to have a quote-unquote accident here in particular? And you know, he hasn't actually fully researched that yet, but that's a question that I have as well. Of course, I'm focused on other aspects of the food, and this is a big comprehensive war, so I can't focus on every single the details of every single battle.
Sure.
But this was obviously not a complete accident.
Yeah, well, and if you think about the food infrastructure has been sabotaged for the last 18 months, they've been burning down, somebody's been burning down food facilities. And I've talked to experts who have some clues of why that's happening. And transportation is being destroyed. But now to say, well, okay, that's not enough. Somebody has decided to have a chemical bomb on the food supply. And it's like, okay, yeah, sure, here's the food. You can still eat it, but guess what? You won't have children. Your family tree is done. You'll probably die of cancer. You'll lose years off your life. You're going to suffer from confusion, maybe birth defects, and much more. It's kind of like we're being told by the jailers, the enslavers, oh, yeah, here's your prison food. Eat it, and you'll die anyway. If you don't eat it, you'll die too. It seems like these are the choices that we're being given as Americans.
Yeah, the food supply is clearly under attack. And again, you've talked about this so many times when it comes time to the nitrogenous fertilizers. For instance, after I just left those 4 months in Europe last year, I flew over to Ireland and spoke with the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou McDonald, and I was asking her about the food supply there in Ireland. And she said, oh, don't worry, you know, we've got everything under control. We export enough food for 25 million people. We haven't fewer than 8 million people on the island. And all she wanted to do was talk about equity and equality and all the Marxist talking points.
Huh.
So I flew over to Thailand, where I have interesting contacts over there. And I was meeting with one of the ex-prime ministers, Abhisit. We're having coffee. And I was warning him about the nitrogenous fertilizer issues, shortages, right? And he said, oh, don't worry, we export that. You know, I have an office in Thailand. And, you know,
you have an office in Thailand?
Yeah, yeah.
Why am I not surprised to hear that from you?
if you web search my name in Thailand, you'll see me flying around with the prime minister and that sort of thing. So I have a lot of contacts in Thailand. But I flew over there to warn them about food supply issues because, you know, they imported last year 5 million metric tons of nitrogenous fertilizers, right? They only create about 8% of their fertilizers there.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, and he said, "Don't look how much rice we export. You know about this, Michael." And I said, I do. However, when you export rice, you're exporting nitrogen.
That's right.
Rice is basically a vacuum for a nitrogen vacuum, vacuum,
true.
Right?
Yeah.
And where are you going to get it from? You're not going to get it from Europe. I had dinner last year with Jordan Peterson and a retired CEO of a Dutch chemical plant in Amsterdam, and the retired CEO said, you know, countries like India and Brazil are going to have a very difficult time getting enough nitrogenous fertilizers in 2023. And here we are. Where do we get a lot of our protein from? Brazil.
Right. Right. Well, and in America, we get a lot of protein from the animal products, and the animal products are what bioaccumulate these dioxins that have just been released. You know, we're talking about the beef, the meat, the cheese, the dairy, eggs, and so on. That's where those toxins accumulate. But let's go back to Europe, because you and I had a conversation last year about BASF, BASF, and how they produce using the natural gas from the Nord Stream pipelines, which have since been destroyed. But they use that as a feedstock in order to make ammonia, which becomes the basis for the nitrogen-based fertilizers that feed 4 billion people on this planet, right? Now, tell us where BASF is today, because it doesn't look good.
Limping along. When I was at BASF last year, as you know, that's where this all started in roughly 1915. You know, the Haber-Bosch process. They started the construction of the industrial scale nitrogenous fertilizer production there in 1913, and in 1915 it really kicked off. And so they would take the natural gas, as you described before, take the hydrogen off, combine it with the nitrogen, and make ammonia and ammonium sulfate and these other things, urea, right, and the other products. And so. And that's what, of course, it wasn't all just about nitrogenous fertilizers. It was also about explosives, right?
Well, yeah, and a lot of, 40,000 chemicals that BASF was manufacturing at some point for medicine, industry, automobiles, textiles, you know, you name it, right?
You should see BASF. It's BASF. It's on the Rhine River at Ludwigshafen, and it's 10 square kilometers. It's unbelievable.
That's insane.
So I was inside of there looking at this thing. This is unbelievable.
But they're shutting it down, essentially. I mean, piece by piece is what it looks like. Nord Stream. Exactly.
That's the blood flow. I mean, I asked specifically what happens if – this was when Nord Stream was still flowing. I said, what happens if Nord Stream stops flowing? You know, because Russia had it just punitively shut it off, but it was still –
it was still viable, like it
Russia
could have been turned back on.
Shut it off, right?
Right, right.
I mean, obviously not. I mean, but then, you know, there's a website where you can watch the flows, right, of Nord Stream. So I had those running on a separate iPad. I would just watch the flows and, you know, what's going on. And then next thing you know, bubbles in the sea.
Zero.
You know, let's see, who are the suspects on this? You know, of course, we immediately blamed Russia. And you and I knew.
We knew immediately who did this, yeah.
Yeah, the chances are that Russia did it.
So do you think that Cy Hirsch's article on this is overall accurate? Because, you know, there's been a lot of debate about that.
I can't speak for the details because I don't know.
Yeah.
However, the likely suspect is one, United States, you know, or somebody that we sponsored, right?
Well, and plus Joe Biden practically admitted to it, which freaked out the intelligence community. I mean, the clips are out there of Biden saying, yeah, we're going to take it out. And then Victoria Nuland celebrating, yeah, it's a hunk of metal at the bottom of the sea. It's like, well, I mean, who had the means and the motive to do it?
And stated that.
And said they're going to do it.
Right.
It's like, we're going to carjack you. And then there was a carjacking. Like, who did that? Huh, I wonder.
Who could it be?
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll be back again with Michael Yan. I'm Mike Adams. Two Michaels today. Here in studio, Infowars.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams here in studio with Michael Yon for our final segment today, and also my dog Rhodey in the background here. He's been cruising around the studio checking out everything. He tried to bite that skull over there earlier.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He was like, bones.
Is that a human
really
skull?
Good. I'm not sure what that is, but he was checking it out. Oh, apparently, yes,
it is.
It's a human skull. There, they got him on camera. Yep, that's Rhodey. He's getting real comfortable here in the studio. And now, during the break, you and I were talking, Michael, about how the flows are increasing. The flows of military-age males are increasing across the Darien Gap, more and more people coming into this country ultimately, and that Governor Abbott of Texas does not seem to be doing anything really effective at stopping the border. It's like smoke and mirrors at this point. You want to elaborate on that?
It's very much smoke and mirrors. For instance, I was down on the Mexican side last year. I spent a couple of weeks just on the other side, watching people cross day and night across the Rio Grande right in front of me, like this.
Uh-huh.
And, I was watching some speech that Abbott was giving while I was in Mexico, and he's, like, talking about how they're closing the border down. I'm like, they're right in front of me right now. I'm watching them. As you're,
right. Right.
It's nonsense.
You're telling me the border's closed, but I'm looking at it.
I'm watching the Texas National Guard on the other side. I'm yelling at them on the other side of the Rio Grande. The National Guard are helping the migrants up.
So it's all theater?
National Guard wanna do, it's all theater.
Theater?
Complete theater. Yeah.
So, but, you know, Abbott signed, you know, he issued executive orders that, you know, we're under invasion and you know, we're going to send all these Humvees down there and the guard and everything. It seemed like there was a lot of something going on, but it's not, they're not actually stopping the trafficking.
No, not at all. I mean, it's more now than ever. And down in Darien Gap, we are making this happen. I mean, I'm down there watching this. I've been writing about it. I've been down there all the time. For instance, when Mayorkas came down, when? Last April, I think, right? I was down in the Darien Gap. Actually, a congressman's chief of staff told me that Mayorkas is coming down. So, and I was about to head to Arizona to meet some congressmen. And I said, well, I'm just going to stay here in Darien Gap in Panama, and I'll wait for him because I bet I know where his helicopters will land. So I waited. On about the fourth day, he landed right in front of me. I launched my drone. I was actually on the phone with John Batchelor, you know, the famous John. I was on the sat phone with him, and here comes the Blackhawks. I'm like, bye, John. I got to launch my drone. And so Mayorkas landed and gets out of the Blackhawks. They crossed as close as we are now by me, went into this camp, San Vicente camp in Darien province in Darien, and I was droning over them when they did it. They have doubled the size of that camp since he came last year. So less than a year ago. And the flows are increasing. There's about 1,000 per day now coming through Darien Gap. That's just Darien Gap flow. There's many other feeders.
But to what end exactly? What's the point?
Demographic. This is Darien Gap right here. I mean, the demographic destruction of the United States.
Okay.
Is happening in Europe as well.
Yes.
I mean, it's utterly insane. Unless you want to destroy the United States.
So whoever's running this says that the American people, in their view, are obsolete and have to be replaced. So this is replacement theory, but not a theory. This is replacement plan.
Absolutely.
And they're poisoning the American people with the vaccines and the dioxins and who knows what else, killing us off, making us infertile, and then bringing in all these replacements. That's what you're saying.
Absolutely. You know, I took actually former Navy SEAL officer Matt Bracken. I think you know Matt.
Yeah, we know Matt, yeah.
I asked Matt if he wanted to come to the Gap, and he's like, when? I said, next week. And he jumped on an airplane, and I took him down. So I just had Matt down in the jungle as well. He saw all these things. I think even for a Navy SEAL, he was surprised at how much flow is coming through that gap. Not only is it unhindered, it's we are facilitating it with our money.
But see, the thing I don't quite understand is that with all of these migrants coming in, and then we're going to be facing this real food shortage situation, right? And possibly cyber attacks on the power grid, possibly financial collapse, possibly World War III. Aren't they creating a perfect storm for a domestic chaos war situation, like total chaos across the United States, as these migrants who are mixed in with the American people, all of us together find that we have no power grid or reliable food supply or reliable banking transactions and so on. Aren't they just creating a worst case scenario?
That's their goal. I mean, and that's their stated goal. Evil has a habit of telling you what it's going to do. Mein Kampf, you know, writes it in a book. I mean, evil habitually tells you what it's going to do.
Yeah.
And the World Economic Forum and CCP, they're very clear, which are co-sanguinated. They are so deeply entwined that they're inseparable. And that's clearly what they're trying to do is destroy the West. And, you know, you see all these people like Fetterman up in Pennsylvania or Biden or Harris. These are what's called dog kings in information operations, right? This is an old term that goes back centuries, dog kings. I publish about it from time to time. A dog king is like, for instance, the current king of Thailand made his poodle Fufu a vice air marshal in the Royal Thai Air Force to demean and belittle the Thai Air Force, which he was having a spat with, right? So dog king goes back to, say, Caligula's horse, right? Making his horse a senator, which he may or may not have actually done. But over time, for instance, Swedes knocking out Norwegians and killing a Norwegian king and making a dog into a king, giving it a crown, giving it a throne, and that dog is now your king. You will take orders from the dog. It demeans and belittles the people, right?
And you're saying that's Biden and Harris and these current bastion
leaders. Clear dog king strategy. Clear dog king strategy. It's unequivocal. And what it does is it demoralizes the people that are being dog kinged.
Uh-huh.
Because you're not throwing them out. You're like, well, I have to take orders from the dog. From,
you know, right.
And it shows your enemies that you're weak. These people take orders from a dog. These people take orders from Joe Biden, who can't even stand up.
Yeah.
And he's clearly
falling
demented.
Out of airplanes. And
right.
Now, okay, real quick. You're going to be back on here tomorrow with Alex in studio. Also, I'm going to be posting tomorrow on band.video another interview that you and I are doing like an hour from now. So the InfoWarriors are going to hear a lot from you, which is awesome. You have a lot of information and experience. But how can people also follow you, you know, online, social media accounts and so on?
Well, my name is Michael Yon. Last name is Y-O-N, Yankee, Oscar November, and I'm on Locals.com, Locals.com. I left Patreon because they went woke.
Yeah,
my account's
right.
Still open there, but I actually publish on Locals every day.
So is it MichaelYon.Locals.com?
Or? Yes, Michael Yon.
That's how it is?
Yep,
okay.
Locals.com.
Are you on Telegram? Or?
I'm on Twitter daily now
Twitter?
That Elon took it over.
Oh, they let you on Twitter?
Yeah, I mean, it was surprising.
Yeah.
I don't go on Facebook or any of that trash anymore, but
right.
I do go on Twitter.
Okay.
Elon took it.
Okay, great. So, and what's your Twitter handle?
And I'm on Getter as well, Michael Yon at 1776. And on Twitter, I'm Michael_Yon.
Okay, perfect. So it's going to be easy for people to find you. And then the couple minutes we have left here, what do you think people need to take away from this as the big aha? You know, because you're an expert in so many areas, human osmotic pressure, mass migration, refugees, food shortages, you know, famine, pandemics, and war. What's the big picture of what we're all facing right now?
We're in a state of war. It's quite obvious, right? And there's no opt-out button on this. Where are you going to go? New Zealand? I mean, that place is completely
globalist
compromised.
Right? Hellhole.
Yeah. Not to mention that they're defenseless when CCP or somebody wants to take them, right? So, I mean, there's no place to go. Australia is clearly unfree. Canada is a farce. They don't even have freedom of speech in Canada, right? As much as we love our Canadian friends, brothers and sisters, it's an unfree country, right? Where are you going to go in Europe? Europe is completely crumbling.
A lot of people are coming to Texas.
I came to Texas, but that's not a good thing. You know, I've told you this before. You know, when I was in the Iraq War, some of the military officers were joking one time. One colonel in particular was leading the conversation. He said, when we want to know what's going to happen next, we watch you. And I said, you know, that's probably a good idea because I only go to the combat. That's what I was. And I didn't come to Texas for peace. I came to Texas because I think this is an epicenter of things unfolding. If I wanted to sit this one out, I would go deep in the hills somewhere you'd never hear from me again. But I'm an American, and as long as I'm still alive, this ain't over.
Right, exactly. Well, and you're in the right place because I'm here in Texas. InfoWars is based here in Texas. We've got a lot of great people here. And also the Texas spirit, you know, supersedes or transcends this state. We've got a lot of people watching and listening who share that with us. And we've got sister states like Tennessee, for example. A lot of great people there, the Tennesseans there, people in Florida, people in Indiana, people in the Midwest, all over. You know, Utah, Arizona, even rural California, Oregon and Washington and so on. The Dakotas, Montana. The American people want to be free, and they're tired of the BS. They're tired of the scarcity, the famine, the weaponization of everything. So thank you, sir, for joining us and sounding the alarm so that we might overcome these great evils.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me on.
Well, it's an honor to have you on. That's Michael Yon, everybody, and he's going to be in studio again tomorrow with Alex Jones during the regular show. I'm Mike Adams, of course. Thank you for joining me today, and there's a lot more coming all this week, but I hope you learned a lot today, and Owen Schroyer is up next with the War Room. Stay tuned. Take care.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.